Is this real life?
Hey there, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, natural, and real life way.
We believe that English should not be a dry and boring school subject, but an inspiring and enriching lifestyle that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want.
In this podcast, you will have lots of fun, learn plenty of new expressions, and drastically improve your listening comprehension.
We'll also teach you the secrets of native pronunciation, connected speech, and help you tune in your listening and speaking to the rhythm and flow of English.
So sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show. Oh yeah, what's up? This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, convenient, effective, natural, and bitchin' way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you are changing a spare tire,
sitting cross-legged,
getting a fine from a policeman,
making a strawberry and banana smoothie,
or hanging your washing on the line, even though it's raining a lot. Story of my life. So, I'm joined here today with my co-host, the man whose feet don't get blisters, but his shoes do, Justin Murray.
Yo, what's up, guys? Great to be back. Another round of the Real Life Podcast.
Another round. Here we go.
Excited for this.
So, Justin, just before we continue, what are blisters and how the hell do your shoes get blisters?
Well, blisters are those little like bubbles filled with fluid that you get from if you're working out, if you're like running, or you get some new shoes.
Yeah.
So my feet are so hard that they actually make my shoes get blisters.
All right, Justin, my man, let's start the show off with a bang. Let's get some feedback from one of our Real Life Podcast listeners. Let's move on to today's shout outs. You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout. Okay, Justin, I believe we have a nice comment from Real Life English celebrity even.
So this is from Rauta. This is one of our old school members. She's been with us from the start and always given us great feedback and participating. She really gives a lot of value to what we do. Really great, unique perspective too. But she left a really great comment on our podcast about embarrassing moments, actually.
Okay, what's she got to say?
She used some of the vocabulary in there that we taught as well.
Awesome.
Very funny and really bitchin' podcast. Not only Italians speak English like in the video, some Egyptians speak English like that as well. The problem is that many Egyptians put lots of stress in some words. For example, I'm going to the beach. They say it as, I'm going to the beach. I think is, I think. The reason behind this relates to our poor and weird education system, especially in the public schools. It really cracks me up when it comes to remembering the embarrassing situations. My life is so full of embarrassing moments. I once had a conversation with a Turkish girl, and I wasn't that good in Turkish yet, and that girl was kind of horrible in English too. So our conversation was in Turkish. Everything was going really well until I started using some wrong words because I got confused. She misunderstood me and got kind of mad, so I tried to explain in English what I wanted to say, but she got it totally wrong, and this added more fuel to the fire. I ended up with a block from her. Thanks a lot for the rad podcast, and yeah, congrats. Way to go, Real Life. Way to go.
Oh, yeah. All right, Rauda, thanks a lot. That's an awesome comment. She actually used quite a lot of cool vocabulary as well. She said something cracked her up.
She said bitchin'.
Okay, bitchin'. What's bitchin' mean? The bitchin' podcast.
Awesome, right?
Yeah. Colloquial slang way to say it's a bitchin' podcast. Crack up? What does to crack me up mean?
To make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
To make you really like find the humor in something, right?
Yeah. Add fuel to the fire.
Fuel to the fire is like when you pour gasoline on the fire, it gets really bigger, right?
Yeah, but in a figurative sense, how would you use that in a conversation?
When somebody says something that makes maybe a passion or an interest about something like much bigger.
Yeah, it could be in a negative sense as well. If you're having an argument, then you say something bad, it adds fuel to the fire. Like the argument just gets worse. Awesome, Rauda, thanks a lot. It's awesome to hear from you. It's always great to know that you're still with us at Real Life English. And she's from Egypt, for those of you who didn't know. It's good hearing her perspective on how Egyptians speak English too.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rauda. Great to hear from you.
Oh yeah, okay guys, so let's move on to today's news / viral video. All right, Justin, so what do you got for us today? I believe you have dug up an old article and found a humorous viral video.
Yeah, so this one's called German Coast Guard Needs to Learn English. It has...
A German Coast Guard? What's a Coast Guard?
Somebody who is out, it's like a military job kind of, but out on the ocean, right? You help people in the sea, right?
Yeah, you kind of secure the oceans near your country.
Yeah, so the description is, a German Coast Guard trainee's broken English causes some serious problems at work. Learn how important English is in certain life or death situations. So we're going to go through a couple of vocabulary words before we start. First one is Mayday. What does Mayday mean?
Mayday is a term that's used a lot in military, especially when you're talking on the radio. Mayday is when you are calling the attention of whoever's listening, whoever you're ringing.
No, Mayday is when you need help.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Mayday. Like, yeah, it's like when a plane is going down or a boat is going down. Mayday, Mayday. It's like help, help.
Oh, okay. There you go. I thought it was just to call someone's attention.
Good thing you're not a Coast Guard.
Good thing I'm not a Coast Guard.
Sink?
Sink. To sink is when your boat fills with water and it... Can I do some sound effects?
Yeah.
That's the sound of a boat sinking.
And over, what does over mean?
Over as, like on the radio?
Yeah.
So again, this is what I was thinking of. When you're talking on the radio, generally in a military situation, it's when you finish the call. For example, if me and Justin were talking via walkie-talkie, I would say, hey Justin, let's record the podcast. Over. And that'd be the end, and I'd be waiting for his response.
And this is so that people don't talk at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So you know that they're finished what they were saying.
Yeah, so this video is pretty much, because you're not going to be able to see it right now, we really encourage you to click on it, but they're in like the operations office of the German Coast Guard. And there's a trainee, they're speaking in German at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and then they leave the guy alone.
Okay.
For the first time ever.
It's as if it's like his first day at work.
Yeah.
And you can see in the video, make sure you click on it, it's in the show notes. You can see in the video, he's kind of nervous.
Yeah, it's like a 1 minute video, but here you go.
Let's hear it.
Das hier ist mein Sektor. Das hier ist das wichtigste Gerät des Küstenwächters. Das Gerät und das Gerät. Überlebensradar.
Mayday, Mayday. Hello, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Can you... Okay, over. We are sinking. We are sinking.
Hello? This is the German Coast Guard.
We are sinking. We're sinking.
What are you thinking about?
Okay, so did you get it? Should we explain the joke just in case they didn't get it?
Sure. Mayday, Mayday. What is Mayday? What was happening?
So there was some kind of emergency. Someone in English was calling for help. Mayday, Mayday, come in.
It sounded like a boat, right?
Yeah. And the boat said, we're sinking, we're sinking. So the boat was going down. They were in trouble. And what did the German guy say?
The German guy, who needed some work on his English, said, what are you thinking about?
Yeah. I know that this is common amongst Germans. They pronounce the TH sound kind of like a S or even sometimes a Z sound, a Z sound. So he was like, zinking, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? So yeah, silly mistake. Obviously it's just a joke, but I don't know, I think it's pretty cool. It's interesting.
Yeah, that would suck to be in a position where you're sinking, you're really sinking, and the Coast Guard doesn't speak English.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sometimes English can save your life. So you should definitely listen to the Real Life English podcast. All right, guys, that's it for today's viral video news story. Let's move on to today's conversation topic.
Why the high voice?
Just to add a little bit of excitement to the announcement.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds cool, right?
Yeah.
What you talking about? So today's conversation topic is all about breaking rules and the law. We're going to be laying down the law today, man.
Laying down the law.
Cool. What does that mean, though, to lay down the law?
To lay down the law means to enforce the law.
Yeah.
To be strict, right?
Yeah, strict. That's a good word. What does strict mean?
strict means just very rigid, maybe in the application of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were your parents strict when you were growing up?
I'd say moderately, not too bad, no.
Yeah.
What about your parents?
No, they weren't very strict. I think I was lucky because I am the youngest child in my family, so they were very lenient with me.
What does lenient mean?
Oh, lenient would be the opposite of strict. If someone is lenient, it means they don't really force rules on you very much. Very lenient parents. I could do whatever the hell I wanted to do.
Yeah?
No, not always.
But I think my parents are pretty lenient too, but...
Yeah. So yeah, laying down the law. Also, you know, if you are in a situation like, you know, maybe in a relationship, you can lay down the law in the relationship. If you are, you make all the rules in a relationship maybe?
You wear the pants.
You wear the pants, there you go. What does that mean?
When you wear the pants, it means you're in control in the relationship. And it's often referred to when the woman is in control and she makes the whipping noise, like, psh, psh. Can you do it?
Oh yeah, I can do it. Psh. Whipping noise.
So that's the whip.
Yeah.
That's the whip. So if you're whipped, it's when she wears the pants.
Okay. And that's also another expression. I can say, oh, that guy's whipped.
Yeah.
It means that his wife or his girlfriend has really laid down the law and she wears the pants in the relationship.
Yeah. There's actually a rated R version of this, but we'll put this in the transcript though.
Oh, we can say it. If you're easily offended, block your ears for the next 2 seconds, 5 seconds. What's the expression?
Pussy whipped.
To be pussy whipped. There you go. So let's move on. Talking about crime, breaking the law, things like that. Have you ever had any run-ins with the police or with the law in any cases of your life?
I've had a few, but...
Probably nothing serious, I guess. I mean, have you ever been fined?
Yeah, just car stuff. I've gotten a speeding ticket before.
Okay. What's a fine to be fined?
A fine is a payment that you have to make. It's a penalty for doing something wrong.
Okay, cool. And was it a parking fine? I know in the US you guys say ticket to get a ticket. Because in Australia we always just say fine. I got a speeding fine. I got a parking fine. I got a drinking fine. Because in Australia you're not allowed to drink in public. Can you do that in the United States?
No, you can't. I've never gotten a fine there, but in Mexico actually... I gave a bribe to a police officer once.
You bribed a police officer?
It's pretty much the fine.
Oh, okay. What is a bribe, for people that don't know?
It's when you pay off a public official. You pay a public official so you don't get in trouble. I was drinking a beer and the police officer came over and was like, hey, it's illegal. I'm going to need some money from you.
Oh, so maybe he was a little bit corrupt.
He was.
You could say he was a little bit of a crooked cop.
I believe that's true, yeah.
Crooked is just another term for corrupt. He's crooked, he's corrupt. He's not straight, he's crooked. That's where it comes from, right? The opposite of straight is a crooked line, a straight line.
Yeah.
So you've had some run-ins with the law for petty crimes like a fine, parking fine, speeding fine. Have you had any other situations that were a little more serious?
Well, one time I was taking a leak in public.
Taking a leak? What does that mean?
I was urinating in public.
Justin, you're urinating in public? How dare you?
I was watching this football game. It was like Monday Night Football or something.
Okay.
And I left to go to like Taco Bell or something.
Which is?
Taco Bell is it's a fast food chain in the United States.
Mexican?
Mexican food, yeah. But it's not really Mexican food. It's really just crappy food.
Okay.
Anyway.
So don't go to Taco Bell if you happen to be in the United States.
I was just... maybe a little bit buzzed.
Buzzed? What does buzzed mean?
Buzzed is like when you're not drunk. Maybe I was, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it's like you've had maybe a little bit of alcohol and you feel the effect of it.
Oh, okay. In Australia, we'd probably use the term tipsy.
Yeah, we use that term sometimes too.
Okay.
But, so, I made a poor choice and I decided to go to the bathroom to take a leak. And as I'm taking a leak, as I'm taking a piss... I hear the sirens.
Oh,
the police
no.
car. They pull up and this guy comes out and he's like, what are you doing? I said, sorry, officer. You know, I just had to go. I really had to go.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to the bathroom, right?
Yeah, when nature calls.
But, and he's like, look, man, I know, but I'm concerned for your safety because look here. And it was like an electrical box.
Holy crap. You were like peeing on an electric fence?
No. It was like an electrical box, like a big electrical box. Not on it, but it was like right next to it.
Oh, okay. So you were peeing like really close to some big electricity thing.
Yeah, and he was kind of concerned that I would get electrocuted. I'm not sure. This is what he said.
Okay.
He checked my ID and stuff, and then he started asking me about, like, you know, what I did there, where I worked.
Okay, he was just kind of sussing you out.
Yeah. What does suss out mean?
Suss out is just to kind of, you know, test you a little bit, see who you are, see what you do, see if maybe you are a criminal. You never know.
Yeah, and then he started talking to me, and then I knew I was in the clear.
In the clear? What does that mean?
In the clear means when you're not going to have any more trouble.
Okay.
When he asked me about the score of the football game.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So you didn't get busted.
No. What does busted mean?
Busted is a term we use when you get caught by the police for doing something bad. You can say, oh, I got busted for doing something.
What about you? Any more stories? What about you and your family?
Have I had any run-ins with the police? Well, I have had a run-in, but it was a mistake. What happened was let me start from the start. I'd been using eBay. I never actually bought anything on eBay, but I went and I was looking at some stuff and I was on there for 10 minutes, never went back to eBay again.
What's eBay exactly?
eBay is an online auction website. So you see a product which you want to buy and you bid money.
What does bid mean?
Bid is to say, I am willing to pay $10 for that product. I'm making a bid. If someone bids $12, they get it. If someone bids $100, they get it. The biggest bid gets it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even bid any money. I didn't even use eBay. And then that was it. And about 3 months later, I was asleep. I was here in Brazil. And my mum rings me, hysterical. She's like, Chad, what are you doing? What's going on? I was like, what? What's happened? What are you talking about? She said, the police were at my house in Australia looking for me because I had apparently gone onto eBay and sold some computers and received the money, but never actually delivered the computer. I had apparently owed some woman like $3,000, and it was a total mistake. It was someone was using my name. It was kind of like an identity fraud.
Yeah, but see, identity theft.
Identity theft. So yeah, someone had used my name on eBay and they dirtied my name. But luckily, I was able to resolve that.
So you never had to pay anything?
No. Luckily, my dad, he went down there and he figured it all out. And I actually found out that the person who used my name was some guy I went to school with when I was like 12. Yeah. Cool. So there's some common crimes. You know, we have theft when you steal stuff. We had fraud, you mentioned. You bribe the policeman. Bribery, that's a crime in itself, you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another common crime is blackmail. What's that, blackmail?
Blackmail is when, say, you take pictures of somebody doing something wrong, and then you slip in the pictures, or you record a conversation, maybe.
Yeah.
And you threaten to reveal that information to maybe the authorities, maybe that person's, like, spouse.
Oh, okay. Someone's spouse. What does that mean?
Their husband or wife.
Yeah.
If it's a case of adultery.
Adultery, okay.
That means when somebody cheats on their husband or wife.
Mm-hmm. It's not a crime. I think it's a religious crime.
But extortionists, though. I think that's a crime.
Extortion. What's extortion?
Extortion, I believe it's something when you try to get money out of people for this type of, for blackmail.
Yeah. So it's like if I... Yeah, well, blackmail is definitely a crime. I mean, if I saw a politician with his mistress and I took a photo of him and I approached him the next day. I was like, hey buddy, if you don't give me $1,000, I'm going to sell these photos to the media. I'm blackmailing him. Yeah. Have you ever blackmailed anyone?
I try to do it as much as I can.
Yeah, that's how we make a living, right? Awesome. What about, really quickly, what about punishments? What are some common punishments in the United States? I mean, we mentioned like paying a fine, obviously to go to jail or to go to prison.
Community service.
Community service, what's that exactly?
Community service is when you do something, you break the law, and instead of going to jail or something, or they just give you kind of, it's like a slap on the wrist.
Oh, what is a slap on the wrist?
It's a minimum punishment, just symbolic. And so, but this isn't just symbolic. Community service is when you have to give your time helping out in some organization, or maybe like building roads.
Yeah. Sometimes in Australia, it's like cleaning up rubbish.
Yeah.
On the side of a highway or something like that. It's just shit work to help the community in some way. Have you ever done a community service?
Not for a crime.
Yeah, me neither. Cool. In Australia, they also have sometimes, I don't know, if you get caught drink driving, maybe you have to go to like some special meetings. I remember my brother, he got caught. A law in Australia is that if you ride a bicycle, you have to wear a helmet. And he got caught several times not wearing his helmet. So he had to go to this police meeting where they pretty much sat down everyone who got caught doing that and showed them some horrifying pictures of people who had suffered from bike accidents. And my brother bought a helmet, and about 2 weeks later, he got hit by a car, smashed his head on the ground, and his helmet saved his life.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if it saved his life, but his helmet just smashed into pieces.
That could have been his skull.
That could have been his head, right? So, ever since then, I think he's worn his helmet.
Wow.
There you go, kids. If you listen to this podcast, make sure you wear a helmet when riding your bicycle. All right, guys, that's about it for our conversation topic for today. If you wanted to add anything else, go to the blog post of this podcast and add some more crimes that may be common in your country, or maybe ones that we just forgot to talk about in today's podcast. And let's move on to today's question. Help. I need somebody. All right, man, very common question. A lot of people confuse this, and it's related to breaking the law. It's related to crime, and that is the difference between rob and steal. First of all, what's the name of a person who robs or steals? What do you call that person?
A thief.
A thief, exactly. So, Justin, what is the difference between rob and steal?
Steal is when you just take something. Somebody might steal your wallet, for example, but they rob you, and so... Robbing is the action of going inside and taking it from that person. Steal is like taking the item.
Exactly. Like a couple of months ago, my motorcycle was stolen. Okay. Luckily, the police found it, which was awesome. But you can't really rob a motorcycle, but you can rob a house. So you break into the house.
What does break in mean?
Break in is when you enter into someone's property without permission, and you generally force it, like you break a window or break the door to break in. So someone can break into your house, and that means they rob your house. They take the objects that are inside.
But that's a burglar, right?
A burglar, yeah. It's the name of the criminal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is there a verb for burglar?
To burgle? Does that exist? It doesn't exist, right? To burgle a house.
So you have a burglar, a thief, and a robber, right?
And a robber, yeah. Even a mugger, because mug is a specific term for when you are robbed on the streets. Like, I was mugged. Someone comes up to you sometimes with a weapon and says, "Hey, buddy, give me your wallet. They mugged me." Is it with a weapon? Well, I think it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You could say jack as well.
Oh, you guys say jacked in the US.
Jacked me. He carjacked me.
Okay, yeah.
If you're driving along in your car and somebody steals your car, in the stoplight, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the carjack.
The carjack, yeah. So that's the difference between rob and steal. A few quick questions. Justin, computer, rob or steal?
You steal a computer.
Yeah. A car, rob or steal?
Steal.
A bank, rob or steal?
You rob it because you take the money out of it.
Cool. A person, rob or steal?
Rob.
What's it called when you take the person?
Kidnap.
There you go. To kidnap a person.
Have you seen that movie, Taken?
I think I have.
Liam Meese. It's a good movie.
What's the actor's name?
Liam Meese. His daughter is stolen. She's taken.
Yeah, she's taken. Liam Neeson, right?
Yeah, Liam Neeson. I'm not sure.
Yeah, me neither. Whatever his name is.
The guy's a badass.
He is a badass, that guy. In that movie, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so his daughter is taken. She's robbed, but we'd actually say she is kidnapped. I think... in Europe.
Well, she was stolen, actually, because robbed is they just take something from her, but they took her.
Yeah, they took her.
So she was stolen.
Yeah, she was stolen, she was taken, she was kidnapped. Just kind of feel bad finishing the podcast talking about kidnapping and theft and all that kind of stuff. But we've actually run out of time for today.
But you've stolen the show, Jad. You've stolen the show tonight.
What does that mean when someone steals the show?
to steal the show means to have the best performance that night, to really surprise people with a great performance.
Yeah, like in a theater, right? If someone's like performing in a play, one actor stole the show means he did the best performance, better than everyone else.
Yeah, he stole the spotlight.
What's the spotlight?
The spotlight is like that light that comes down in the theater on the actor.
Mm-hmm.
So in this sense, it would be like if the spotlight was supposed to be for somebody else,
mm-hmm.
for example, if I'm supposed to be the star and you come in and you steal the show, then the spotlight, you might steal the spotlight too.
Yeah. Spotlight you also use in prisons. If a prisoner is trying to escape, the prison guards, they shine the spotlight on him to see where he is. All right, guys. So that does it for today's show. Thank you for listening. We hope you have really expanded your vocabulary, helped your pronunciation with the connected speech transcript if you are signed up for that. And if you haven't, go check it out. I'm sure it's going to really help your English and give you a lot of insight into how natives really speak. And Justin, I believe you had a good idea for a song to play them out with today.
Today we're going to play you out with a song by Bob Dylan called The Hurricane, about a man who went to prison for life for a crime he didn't commit. And this is The Hurricane. There's a movie about him with Denzel Washington in it. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Song's really good.
Alright guys, thanks a lot, and you will hear from us next week on the Real Life English Podcast.
Take care, guys.
Oh yeah. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell for one time he could have been the champion of the world. And he stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Patty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben cut and some friends out driving around. The number one contender for the middleweight crown had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. When the cops pull him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and time before that, in Patterson that's just the way things go. If you're black you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna drive ahead. Remember the murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. How'd you like to play ball with the law? Think it might have been that fighter running that night. Don't forget that you were white. Arthur Dexter Bradley said, I'm really not sure. Said a poor boy like you could use that break. We got you from the motel job and we're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Revolutionary bomb. To the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger.
No one doubted that he pulled the trigger, so they could not produce the gun. And their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while Ruben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name, give him back the time he's done.